fresh off of a stunning win against the previously undefeated Patriots. Next up for the now 9-2 Broncos, division cellar dwellers San Diego. Peyton is making progress, but it's still Brock's time for now. Meanwhile, on the other side, an always fiery and animated Phillip Rivers has his sights set on pulling off the upset. In the Zone with Coach Kubiak kicks off right now.
Welcome to In the Zone with Broncos head coach Gary Kubiak. Coach, I know every win's a big win, but having just knocked off the previously undefeated New England Patriots, is that easy to say that's the biggest win of the year?
Well, it was a great effort by our team. You know, I don't know. We'll hopefully got a long way to go. There's some more big ones to come, but it was a big win for our team. And, you know, we played well and we played patient until the end and played physical, which we knew we'd have to do to win. So it just makes things even bigger as we go, but it was a great effort on our team's part.
You're back to Brock again this week against San Diego. He's 2-0 now as a starter in the NFL. Continue to see progression in his growth?
Yeah, I do. You know, you look, last week he took his team 80 and with 2 minutes left to you know, take the lead. That's special. It's hard to do in this league in a snowstorm against a great defense. So, yeah, I mean, he's gaining confidence. We continue to play well around him as a team. We're running the ball well offensively. Played well offensively last couple of weeks. Defensively, we continue to do what we've been doing all year long. Special teams, we get a big turnover. So I think Brock is settling in his role, but yet his team is playing very well around him.
You also have Peyton Manning getting healthier, closing in on a possible return. The cast goes off this week. Does this put you in a tough spot, a delicate situation? Is this still Peyton Manning's job when he comes back?
No, I mean, our team's in a great spot because we got some young players stepping up and playing well. We've got injuries like everybody else has in this league, and yet we've got players stepping up and we're finding ways to win games. You know, our focus, like I've said from day one, is, you know, each week that we play. So our focus is on the San Diego Chargers, and then our focus is on getting Peyton healthy and these other guys, TJ, Sly, DeMarcus. So it's a week-to-week battle in this league, and we're all in on San Diego. We need to find a way to win number 10.
It's a good mindset. Back to Brock. He seems to have that same mindset. Again, 25 years old. Let's go ahead and hear from him about what he has to say about this current situation.
I'm really not focused with how long am I going to be the starter. Am I the starter? Am I not the starter? All I know is I'm the starter this week versus the Chargers. That's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on, you know, our game plan, being a good teammate, and doing whatever I can while playing quarterback to get a win this Sunday.
Coach, not only is he playing good football right now, he says all the right things, really mature for a young quarterback.
Well, he's been watching a great one for a while. He's been watching him handle it, and he's been on a good football team. So it's always about the team if you're going to do this right, Nick, and he understands that. And I think what I loved about what he said is exactly the way we talk as a team. It's about the team. It's about the next week. Let's be as good as we can be.
Coach, helping Brock along the way. The running game's been really good the last couple of weeks. 179 yards versus New England, 170 yards rushing against Chicago. Can you pinpoint maybe the reason for the success on the ground?
Well, I think Chicago were in a little bit different game. You know, we were playing with the lead. We were patient in what we were doing. Tough weather environment. This past week, a little bit the same. Even though they got a lead on us, you know, we hung in there. We kind of stayed patient, and I think that's what's best for our team. So if anything, I'd say we've done a better job of hanging in there with it, not giving up on it too quick. But yet we started to do some things better.
I'm going to hear from a member of your offensive line right now because it seems like your O-line is really kind of owning the trenches up front. Let's hear from Ryan Harris.
You know, a lineman, our life is 6 inches in front of our face, you know, so it really doesn't matter who's behind us. We have a job to do, and that's what we're focused on. And we feel like, you know, whoever's quarterback, we need to establish the run game. We need to protect the quarterback to help our team win. And that's the role we're really trying to take on.
Are you impressed with how far this O-line has seemed to come since the beginning of this season?
I really am. And, you know, he has a lot to do with it. I mean, we're very fortunate to get Ryan after what we went through at tackle. Tyler coming in has helped us keep Ryan fresh. But you look at the group, our center's getting much better each week. Max comes in, gets his first NFL start. So the future is very bright. Now, there's been a lot going on, you know, 7 or 8 guys playing, but we have settled down a little bit. We're playing better.
CJ, certainly a big week. CJ Anderson, offensive player of the week. What do you make of his sort of resurgence here the last couple of weeks?
Well, I'm proud of him because it was not easy early, and things weren't going very good. And, you know, Ronnie became a starter, and CJ as a player, sometimes you can go the other way. CJ battled, and he kept battling, he kept working, and now he's starting to play his best football for us, which is very encouraging. But I think CJ's really getting more confidence in what we do and getting a chance to do it more often.
Set to hear from CJ in just a minute. But furthermore, on your offense, a guy that didn't have such a great week, Demaryius Thomas, coach, he was targeted 13 times. He made one catch. Granted, it was a big catch. But I'm guessing to think that you're going to see a pretty big game from DT here in the next couple
weeks.
I think
he's a pretty good player. You know, I mean, that's part of football. Those things happen. You know, his teammates took up the slack for him. He's a competitor. He wants to help every week and do his part, and he does, believe me. But I'm ready for him to bounce back. I know it hurt the other night, but he was very proud of his team and that they were able to come through.
All right, we'll be back with Coach in just a little bit. Also going to hear from CJ Anderson. But for now, let's go back into studio where Raul Martinez is standing by with this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
Thanks, Nick. Brock Osweiler has had an electrifying 2 weeks as the starting quarterback for the Broncos. But against the Chargers, he's going to have to be especially sharp. In this week's Behind Enemy Lines, we look at veteran safety Eric Weddle. The 9-year vet has been the anchor of the Chargers' defense, earning 2 Pro Bowl nods. The former Utah star is leading San Diego in tackles with 65 on the year, despite missing 2 games to injury. He doesn't have an interception this year, but has 19 picks in his career, and Brock will need to have an eye on him to continue his success in the passing game. And this week's Stop of the Game, brought to you by the Colorado Quit Line, is of the overtime variety. In OT, Patriots with the ball first, but not so fast, says Von Miller. The linebacker drops Tom Brady for his 7th sack of the season. New England would go 3-and-out. The Broncos would force a punt on that drive, and C.J. Anderson took care of the rest. And still to come on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak, speaking of C.J. Anderson, he scores the game-winning touchdown, then joins us for this week's player profile. And we take a look at the Broncos' Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winner, David Bruton. That's coming up next.